God bless you. Thanks for joining us. Brother Freedom is here, and we want to have the wonderful ministry of the Holy Ghost. Father, thank you. Praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for your wonderful, infinite goodness and your perfect holiness and your wonderful salvation. And thank you that you sent the Comforter, because without him we couldn't make it. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. We know that your signs of the time are truly here. And Father, there's no excuse no longer saying we don't know what time it is, because it's very vivid, very pronouncing what's taking place. Pray that you'll open the eyes of your people to see, to hear, to be ready, walk close to you as they should this day. Father, we pray for a mighty blessing on your people in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when the 24th chapter of Matthew, the disciples went and asked Jesus, what shall the signs that is coming be? And he said there'd be all these different things will come to pass. But I truly believe that all of the signs are truly, they're all here, very vivid. A few years back, we probably wouldn't, when we was talking about the Lord telling, it probably wouldn't things, because we didn't see what was taking place in the internet, what's taking place in the world as a general. Now the whole world beats the same sounds, a lot of it. The world is coming together because of, for one reason, Jesus is coming back. And that's why it's happening, because where the attention is going to be very shortly is on Israel. Israel is, the attention's there now, but it's going to be more pronounced as days come closer to that day. One of the things it talks about, Jesus said, he says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, the redemption draweth nigh. And you say, what's all the things that we've been talking about? Well, Apostle Paul said, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers. That's just going down the list. Do you ever see such people really proud? Everybody's proud of themselves. But, you know, I see it all the time. You know, the Lord has made it very plain. He says it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. What happened in the days of Noah? Says they were given in marriage. There was a lot of things taking place. Look what's taking place in the world about divorces. I heard the other day that one nationality here in the United States has really got a lot of babies born out of wedlock. And that's sort of serious, because that means you don't have the whole family. And through it, I think our senses get warped, even the natural. These things are taking place, and that is a sign of the time. But a lot of these things have been here ever since the day of Noah. There were these problems. But Jesus says, when you see these things come to pass, look up. Look up. I have never seen weather like I've seen now. People are not having any rest from the weather. God's, I think, bringing it into pass because of the time. God has to make us sure that we're going to wake up. There's earthquakes, there's tornadoes, there's floods. And the cost of bringing repairs back to these towns is beyond our imagination. Billions of dollars. Katrina is, I guess, the biggest, very costly. And all these floods are very costly. I think God's already spoken that the insurance companies eventually have not enough money to be able to pay off some of the policies. Because insurance companies is made to make money. And the way it is now, they're not making money because things are happening too fast. But Israel is waiting to be recognized. Israel is going to be recognized because God is going to start defending Israel. But I truly believe the church has also got it still has a day of grace, basically, till he comes. And God's saying, my people, knowing the time, now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is your salvation nearer than you believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off all the works of darkness. Let us put on the whole armor of light. God wants us to wake up. God doesn't want to send any of us to hell. God loves us. He loves us so tremendous. His love never fails. That love is for a reason. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, the truest Son, Jesus. We might have eternal hope. We should have an everlasting home in heaven. Jesus has been up there for over 2,000 years on our time schedule, building us a heaven. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, from the Father's house and many mansions. And were not so, I would have told you, but before I go to prepare a place for you, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you might be also. So He's been preparing a place for us. And we're going to soon occupy what He has. There's going to be some things that's going to take place. The bride is going to come up back into heaven. And there's going to be a day of gathering there, a day of beyond. But afterwards, that takes place. Then they're going to mount up on horses. They're going to valley of Jehoshaphat, and they're going to be with Jesus. It says Jesus is going to stand there at the Mount of Olives and with His sword drawn, and we're going to be with Him. It's going to be something. But all these things will come to pass because it's already on the agenda. It's already been spoken. It's going to come to pass. But if He doesn't come very soon, there's going to be some things that's going to be so scary. And our imagination don't want to be... We don't want that in the natural. But we have to remember that God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's in us than He is in the world. God said, awake, my church, awake, be ready, because I'm coming soon. I'm coming. My church is far from me. The church is slumbering. And like when I get up in the middle of the night, I'm sort of sleepy. I'm not all there. That's what the church is, really sleepy. Just can't get its eyes open, it's blinded. But the church needs to be alive. The church needs to be ready, knowing, taking purpose in what they're doing. Taking purpose is me. There's a purpose for living. Because as long as we live, it means we got a chance to do better for the Lord. As long as God makes it where we can hear, believe, and think, we need to do the will of God. God's saying, be still, because He's coming soon. We need to be ready. We need to focus on the Lord. And I believe that a lot of Christians' focus is not on the Lord. It's maybe of the Lord, but not in the Lord. And God wants to be in Him. He wants us to put Him first. Jesus plainly said, seek ye first His kingdom, and all these things shall be added. So we need to seek God with all of our heart, all of our soul. He's coming soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory. And we need to be ready. We need to be prepared. Because He's coming at a time when we think not. The whole world shall quail when He comes. Especially those that are not where they should be. There'll be a day of great shaking. There'll be trouble sometime, but we need to be ready. Because the Lord said, my church, be not fearful. For I, the Lord, have been with you. And I'll walk by your side. And you will not have to take counsel of any but me. I specialize in speaking to my people. They won't need an interpreter because I will speak to my people. As they live for me, I will be by their side. And I'll bless them. And I'll strengthen them. And I'll uphold them. God's coming through like a mighty wave from heaven. We as God's people need to be prepared. We need to be ready. God wants you out there to be ready. He wants you to be applying yourself to the Lord. Applying yourself is like when you went to school and you sort of sitting out and the teacher says, "What did I say?" You say, I don't know. You're not applying yourself. When you apply yourself, then you're hearing what's being said and it's going in your heart. That's where we are. We sort of, it's going in one ear and out the other. We're not applying it. We need to apply ourselves to the things that are spiritual. Because God is very special. It's hard for us as inhabitants on this earth to know. I've seen God do things that probably nobody else has. I don't know if anybody else ever seen what I've seen. But I've seen a lots of things happen. We've got to have our mind upon the Lord. And when our mind's upon the Lord, we don't brag. We do what God wills for us or wishes for us. God wants you to tell it, He will. If He don't want you to tell it, you don't tell it. So that's why these last hour, we're going to have to all have a little special time with the Lord. And that time is now to start. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day that we're to seek God, to call upon Him. Because He's coming soon, we're going to stand, all of us are going to have to stand accountable for ourselves. No one, no pastor, no evangelist can stand there. I've got to stand on my own feet before the Lord. So we all are going to stand, every creature upon this earth is going to stand before God. And we're afraid of Him now, we're going to really be afraid then. Now's the time to get acquainted. Now's the time to seek Him. Because He's given us a little extra length of time to be prepared. Because the signs of the times are truly here. The day of the Lord is at hand. Be prepared, my people. Be prepared, for I'm coming, said the Spirit of God. I'm coming. Do not you know that, my people? I said, I'm coming, said the Spirit of God. Be ready. Be watchful. Be ready, because I'm coming soon. God bless you people today. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I pray that you'll be shaken, aroused, to be ready out there, that you'll be ready. We'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and God will be able to be there hand in hand, praising God and say, glory to God, it's been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We've been there to prepare for eternity. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us this evening. Father, we just give you praise and honor and glory. We thank you for speaking through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen.